forgiveness and assistance, and we take refuge in Him from the evils of ourselves and our shortcomings. Whomever Allah guides, there is none to misguide him, and whomever Allah leaves to go astray, there is none to guide him. We bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all humanity, whom Allah has sent to bring the people out of darkness and to lead them into light. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, the most truthful word is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quran. And the best guidance is the sunnah, the way of life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, every newly invented matter in this religion is an innovation, and every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. أُصِيكُمْ وَنَفْسِي بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. I advise you and myself to fear Allah and to be conscious of Him at all times. Whenever we talk about da'wah, the first thing that comes to mind is inviting non-Muslims to Islam, teaching them what Islam really is and what it stands for. There is another type of da'wah that some people are not familiar with. It is making da'wah to your fellow Muslims, those who are not practicing, those who are not praying or giving zakah, or those who are not praying. This is also another type of da'wah. To talk to Muslims who are doing evil, or those who are not practicing Islam in the proper way, to advise them. Sometimes, when we make da'wah to the people, two things are missing. Number one, knowledge, and number two, wisdom. Knowledge by itself is not enough. You should have the wisdom, when to speak, what to speak, and to whom should you speak. You should not say the same thing to everybody at the same time. Every person has a different way of approach. Sometimes when we speak to a brother who is not praying, the first thing we say that, inshallah, you will go to the hellfire. This is the first thing after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim we say, you're going to the hellfire. Our approach should be different. Because when you make the people afraid, when you terrify them, they will not listen. After you give him the good news, he will not listen. His ears will be shut up. You always speak to the people and tell them about the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also tell them that if you pray, Allah will give you this reward. If you fast, Allah will give you this reward. This is the approach that so many people like. But speaking about the hellfire and punishment or whatever, people will not accept from you. We should try to make things easy for the people. And these are not my words. They are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, يَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا وَبَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا. In the hadith collected by Imam Bukhari, make things easy for the people, the Prophet says, and don't make things difficult for them. And give them good news, glad tidings, and don't give them bad news or bad tidings about the punishment or whatever. Most people like this approach. When you speak to them about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the great reward He has prepared for the practicing Muslims. There are seven pieces of advice that whenever we approach our brothers and sisters who are not practicing, those who don't fast, or those who don't pray, or those who don't give sadaqah, or those who do evil, there are seven things, there are so many things, but because of the time limit, I'll be referring very briefly to seven points. Number one, we should not make them despair, or frustrated, or to lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, if you see somebody doing some evil or not praying, you tell them, no matter how much you pray, if you are not praying the five salawat, if you pray two of them, Allah will not accept from you. Or if you see someone making dua to Allah, but he is not really into religion, he's not practicing, you tell him that Allah will not forgive you. Who are you to tell the people that Allah will not forgive them? And who are you to tell the people who is going to Jannah and who is going to the hellfire? It is not up to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in a Qudsi hadith that was reported by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and it was collected by Imam Tirmidhi. قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك. Allah says, O son of Adam, if your dhunub, your evil deeds, fill the distance between earth and heaven, then you come to me asking for forgiveness, I will forgive you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Number two, don't say any bad things about them, like cursing them or insulting them, because this will drive them away from the religion and from practicing. In one of the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank alcohol. They brought him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be punished or to be disciplined. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, discipline him. And that was at the beginning of the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was no definite punishment for drinking in Islam. But afterwards, the punishment became somewhere between 40 and 80 lashes. So the companion said, Abu Huraira says, فَمِنَّ الضَّارِبُ بِيَدِهِ وَمِنَّ الضَّارِبُ بِنَعْلِهِ وَمِنَّ الضَّارِبُ بِثَوْبِهِ. Some started to slap him, some started to beat him with their shoes, with their hands, whatever they could afford. And one of them said, أَخْزَاقَ اللَّهُ. Some one of them said, may Allah curse him. They always bring him to be punished. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لَا تَقُولُ هَكَذَا لَا تُعِينُ عَلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ, as reported in Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't assist or help shaitan or the devil against your brother. If he has done something evil, try to contain him. Try to have mercy and kindness on him. Try to correct him in a good way. But if you try to isolate him or alienate him, or you keep yourselves away from him and keep cursing him, he will try to keep himself away from you, and he will keep doing the evil. Or if you ask him to pray or something,